This is KCUR 89.3. Out on the campaign trail, there are a couple competing narratives about what's going on with the Kansas budget. Both acknowledge that plummeting revenues have forced cuts in higher education and health care and have also delayed road projects. But as Jim McClain reports, that's where the two stories diverge.
Moderate Republicans and Democrats running for the legislature are blaming the 2012 income tax cuts championed by Governor Sam Brownback for crashing the state budget. Democrat Adrian Olnick made that case early and often during a recent candidate forum on Emporia radio station KVOE.
The top priority, as we all know, is the financial cliff that Kansas is now on. We have to reevaluate the 2012 tax changes because they have proved to be nothing but a disaster for our state.
Olnick is just one of the upstart candidates across the state challenging incumbents on this issue. On the surface, she looks like a long shot to win, running in a district that covers parts of five counties in the rolling Flint Hills, where Republicans outnumber Democrats roughly 3-1.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are
you?
I'm Adrian Olnick. Uh-huh. I'm running for the House in our district. I don't think we've met yet.
So Marika Elder, how are you?
As she knocks on doors, Olnick says she's being greeted by a surprising number of Republicans who agree with her about the mess in Topeka.
I run the library in Rossville.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I decided to try to, you know, get myself into this mess we have in the state,
that's
you know.
The truth.
But I think when we can make progress, when we're willing to work together, and we're not seeing that right now. So if we can.
Education is number one.
Kenneth Kriz is a professor of public finance at Wichita State University. He says Olnick is correct to connect the state's plummeting revenues to the income tax cuts. He says the first full year after rates were reduced, revenues dropped by $700 million.
We've never recovered the $700 million in lost revenue. And every year that goes by, we fall farther behind where we would have been under the existing tax code as of 2012.
Conservative Republicans have a different story.
There are a lot of things that have happened that are beyond our control.
That's Ron Hyland, the incumbent Olnick is challenging from the same KVOE forum. He says that macroeconomic forces are the reason the tax cuts haven't generated the shot of adrenaline that Brownback predicted.
The situation has been exacerbated by the economy, both national, international, and then again in our state, especially here in the Midwest, with the falling agricultural commodity prices and cattle prices.
If that sounds familiar, there's a reason. Hyland's explanation is virtually the same as Brownback's. Here's the governor during a recent appearance on Joseph Ashby's talk radio show in Wichita.
We've got, in essence, a commodity-led rural recession going on in the state. It's low oil prices, low gas prices, low agriculture commodity prices.
Kriz, the public finance expert, says there's something to that argument.
There have been some challenges, some headwinds in certain industries.
Those headwinds may be slowing the state's economic growth, Kriz says, but they're not the main cause of the state's budget problems, which he says started several years ago when oil and crop prices were much higher.
It's quite possible that there are other factors which are causing kind of marginal changes, so a little bit of weakness in revenues. However, one can't get past the fact that individual income tax revenues fell by 25%, and that's a big hole.
When it comes to filling that hole, candidates from both parties kind of agree on one thing, the need to revisit the most controversial feature of the tax cuts, the exemption given to more than 300,000 business owners. Olnick says it should be repealed. Hyland isn't that definitive.
That's an area that we need to take a close look at. The concept was to encourage businesses to grow. The problem is we didn't put in a stratification where if you grew your business so much, we gave you a little tax break. We just had a blanket.
Repealing the so-called LLC exemption would generate approximately $200 million, well short of what most think would be needed to close the hole. That means lawmakers may once again be forced to choose between raising taxes, cutting spending, or doing some of both to keep the budget in the black. In Topeka, I'm Jim McClain.
Jim McClain is the executive editor of KHI News Service, which is a partner with KCUR in a statewide collaboration covering elections in Kansas.